good afternoon, Chris. Yes, some medals coming up this direction, and we'll get to that in a second. But over in Grangemouth, over in Scotland, the Scottish Masters Track and Field Championships are on today. Weather conditions are really, really good, and really, 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 really controlled and impressive performances from Catherine McDevitt from Letterkenny Athletic Club. She won both the 200 metres and the 400 metres. She ran away with the 200 metres. So basically, Catherine McDevitt, I was talking about Catherine McDevitt, she's in Grangemouth in Scotland, competing over 2 and 400 metres in the Scottish Masters. She had two unbelievable strong performances, breaking the championship best performance in both the 200 metres and the 400 metres to win the Scottish Masters titles. And, you know, she'll be coming home at a really, really happy girl, because the performances were controlled. You know, she was out on her own, and she wasn't really extended, and she looked really, really good. So well done to her. Really good. 200, 400 metres, Scottish Masters champion. Championship best performance in both events. So well done there. Now, down to Tullamore, as you mentioned earlier there, Chris. And yes, the top story there, probably Aisling McCardle of Lifford Strabane Club. She won the javelin at 37.78. She got third in the hurdles. But 37.78 is a PB for her. And it's interesting as well, because it now underlines two female javelin throwers out of Lifford throwing 37 metres plus. Some of them, one of these days is going to hit 40 metres, and then we're into some serious throwing. And Maddie McCurdy is the other athlete from Lifford Strabane, and she is also doing extremely well. But on this occasion, Aisling McCardle, Lifford Strabane, 37.78. New personal best, and a really, really impressive performance. So well done to her and that bronze medal in the hurdles. The other big performance of the day on an individual basis was Keelan McFadden. He came through in the 800 metres, the Cranford athlete. He came through the heats this morning. He won his heat. He won his heat from the guy from Nina, who really was the opposition in real terms. And just about half an hour ago, he won the title, 156.98. The other guy from Nina, 157.38. So well done to him. Really, really, 156.98 is a really strong performance. Now, it gives him a big boost as well, because he goes to these international schools in Scotland next weekend, as does many young Donegal athletes, and we'll cover that next weekend. But Keenan McFadden, 800 metres, under 17 national champion, 156.98. And just a little bit of information on that 800 metres down through the years. That championship best performance there is held by Carol Griffin from 2011 with 152.73, the Donegal town man. So, you know, there's a real big Donegal influence in that 800 metres. So well done, Keenan McFadden from Creasley. Then we had Amber Gallagher from the Rosses. She got second very early this morning in the shot, so well done to her. And Emma Boner got third in her 800 metres. She's from the Letterkenny Athletic Club. And just to say that, you know, Emma Boner has been running extremely well right through from her primary school days, continues to run well. Today she was about 2:14 for 800 metres, so well done to the Letterkenny girl there. And also before lunch this morning, Ethan Dewhurst from Glenties competes with Tyrconnell Athletic Club, 13.82. That got him a silver medal in the sprint hurdles. So well done to him. Obviously, he's the brother of Fintan Dewhurst, who did so well through the season last year. So that was the medal tally from today. Tomorrow it's about relays and B championships again in Tullamore. And the week ahead, what do we look forward to? Well, Roisin Flanagan is in action in Liège. She's back from the States now. She's home. And the Finn Valley girl is competing on Wednesday night in a really, really top quality 5,000 metres race. So we're looking forward to that and see how that goes. It opens her up, and then she has the national championships beyond that. And Mark English, the Martin Games are on in Dublin this Friday night, and Mark English is running in the 800 metres, and he's got a serious, serious, serious job on his hands, because there are some serious British athletes coming in for that. So Mark, we wish him well. His last performance in the British Miters Club in Watford was a winning performance, so hopefully that has given him the confidence to go for a victory in the Martin Games Friday night. That's the story there. We're talking about the Schools International, and then of course next weekend. But that big 37.78 result for Aisling McCardle, that 156.98 800 metres victory for Keira McFadden from Cranford, and Catherine McDevitt, a double in Scotland at Grangemouth in the Scottish Masters.